Moving on now, Iraq's defense minister says army troops backed by Shia and Sunni volunteer forces will launch a decisive offensive to retake the strategic city of Tikrit from ISIL. Khalid al-Obeidi says the operation will start today. He also admired the key role Shia and Sunni volunteer forces played in military operations against the ISIL terrorists. The Iraqi army has already liberated a number of regions near the city. The offensive in Tikrit is the biggest government operation against the Takfiri terrorists yet. The city has been under the ISIL control since last summer. Okay, let's go to Tikrit itself, near Tikrit that is, and talk to Press TV's Roshan Saglama, our correspondent there. Roshan, just how close is the Iraqi army to recapturing all parts of the city of Tikrit?
Yes, Hassan, a fresh round of clashes just took place some minutes ago in the area near Hayakel in the industrial neighborhood. Now, I don't know if my cameraman can show you that the smoke that is over there, this is the Hayakel area that you're now seeing. The Hayakel area is under the control of the Iraqi forces right now. Now, the Iraqi forces are trying from the western axis of operations to control now the area, the industrial neighborhood, and advance towards the center of the city of Tikrit. Now, it is not going to be an easy battle, as we've witnessed that ISIL militants are launching rockets and also mortar shells towards the army, the Iraqi forces, and the volunteer forces. It is not an easy situation that we're witnessing here at the western axis. It is a very hard battle in this axis. Now, at the eastern axis, it was a better battle. It was a little bit easier, where the eastern axis was able to control the area that links the river towards the Fatha area, which is about 1 kilometer from the starting point of the operations of this axis, which started in the Alam and Dor area. Now, the southern axis, which started from Samarra, also was able to retake control of the Shishon Valley, which is a very strategic and important place for ISIL were hiding in it. Now the Iraqi forces also in the north were able to retake the Tin neighborhood. Now the ISIL militants are trying to defend and resist in any way that they can. They're trying to resist through cars full of explosives. A while ago, a few cars came from this area. My cameraman is showing you the area. A car was heading to the Iraqi forces defense line. Towards them, the Iraqi forces were able to stop the car from reaching the line of defense. Now, this is a strategy that have been used by the ISIL militants for a while now,
right.
And it's especially been used in Tikrit. And the officials said and told us that maybe it is being used because the ISIL militants are stuck now and sieged in Tikrit, and they have shortage in weapons and ammunition, so they're using explosives as a way to try to gain ground and stop the Iraqi
right.
forces from advancing towards them. Now, the Iraqi forces are trying to prevent any losses, therefore the ground forces are not advancing. Now, the work and the plan has changed. The only work that is happening is the airstrikes of the Iraqi Air Force, and also the rockets and mortar shells, and using the heavy artillery, they're bombing the center of Tikrit. This is the new plan for the Iraqi forces. They're trying to bomb as much as they can from ISIL hideouts and try to kill as much as they can from ISIL militants in the center of the city, and then pave the way for the ground forces. For yesterday, when the operations started, the ground operations, the Iraqi forces lost some of their members. So today they changed the plan. And officials told us that this is going to be the plan for the coming 2 days, like today and tomorrow. And on Saturday, fresh clashes are going to take place, and the ground forces are going to advance on Saturday. So I believe that on Saturday we are going to witness a lot of advances on the ground, and we are going to see advances, of course, in the center of Tikrit, where the Iraqi forces are now bombing. We are hearing the sounds of bombing. We are seeing the Iraqi Air Force flying, the aircraft flying above us, going towards the center of Tikrit to bomb it.
All right, Press News Roshan Saglam reporting from near Tikrit. Thanks, Roshan, and stay safe.